Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire radio program is being recorded and aired for October 18th, 2020. It's going fast, isn't it? I get a slew of emails regarding the idea of me predicting a future for people. I think people want more of a soothsayer than they want a real spiritual teacher. And that's what I am finding is going on in my emails, that everybody is wanting me to talk about the future and what the new world is going to be and all of that. And they think that if they get it, I guess, from someone such as myself, and I don't really understand that, but they don't listen to me when I talk to them about reality and being authentic. And now why are you asking me these questions about the future when you don't deal with the present? I find this interesting. I think people are hitting the panic button. Believe it or not, there are a lot of people right now who are just getting the gist of what's going on. They didn't get it before, and now they're just getting the gist of it all. They're just starting to understand, oh, this isn't going to just float away or go away. And I think because they look at it from that point of view, that this is this pandemic and living with the virus and on all of its future mutations, they're literally going to have to live with this maybe for the rest of their life. And this troubles people. So their concerns are about their physiology. Their concerns are about their worldly life. They are not considering the state of their own psychology. They're not considering the state of their inner well-being at all. So I'm going to answer from the premise, because I am not a soothsayer. I cannot look into the future. I cannot pretend that I know what is going to come, because I don't know. I see trends and tendencies for sure, but they can change at any moment in any second. So if you really want to know what's going on, I think the most important thing to do is to know what's going on within us. And that's what I think is most important. My premise is about transcendence. It is, you must transcend. You have no other choice. If you don't like what's going on here, if you are troubled about what's going on here, and you make that an issue within your life, then you can't change the world. No matter how many presidents we go through or how many congresses we go through, you are dealing with a bunch of human beings. These human beings do not care about anything else but themselves. And don't think that they care about you, because they don't. They care only about themselves and how to get there, as I've said, snout in the public trough as quickly as they possibly can. And that's what it's really all about for them. But for you and me, it can be something different. It can be transcendence. It can be to make peace with the abiding problem, enemy, that is the pandemic, and start to be realistic about it all. And so let's get into this a little bit. There needs to be a lot of personal adjustments going on. And the real question is not what do I think, but do you think you can change? Do you really think you can make the change? Something that I think most people don't want to do. First question comes from April, and she lives in the Midwest, she says. Our whole life is falling apart. Nothing is the same as it ever was. I can't be with my friends. It's hard to be with my family. I wonder why. And I can't do what I want. What can I do or we do to change all this, April? And her, she states her age, which I was really appreciative. She's 20 years old. And I thought that, thank you, April, for giving me that, because it gives me a better premise of where you're at. When we're young, April, and I was young once, and you start thinking about your future, it gets very exciting and bright, and you start thinking about all the things that you want to do. In my case, April, it was about helping people. And I've always been the helping kind of guy since I was even a kid. So this has been my thoroughbred, as it were, all throughout my living. But my friends, and I don't know about you, but others, they were thinking more about their future as to having a family and friends and wealth and wonderful trips, and every life just would never end. It would be just a never-ending pleasure trip with a few little difficulties here and there, but nothing that couldn't be surmounted. And so that's kind of the way most people looked at it. It didn't work out that way, did it? Just didn't really work out that way. So when you start thinking about what life is all about now, when you start looking at the way things are now, all of the plans, the storybook plans that I call them storybook, that people had are going down the tube. And all those TV programs and movies where, you know, it's romantic and all of that, where people get together and they have a happy ever after lifetime, which is what most people are seeking at this point in their living, has gone down the drain. There is no guarantee for that. There isn't even, well, it's hard to have a consideration of that, even remotely. So, what do we have going on? How do we deal with it? You ask, our whole life is falling apart. What can we do? I'm going to say what we can do. Now, you ask me, and I know you're not going to like my answer, but you're going to face this answer, and this is probably the only thing we can do. We have to accept what's happening now. We have to accept it, and then we have to find creative ways of changing our mentality, our psychology, if you will. And I'm just doing the pedestrian mentality thing here. You have to be able to see what is the future of the world if it stays the way it is, and if you see it that way and can accept the foibles of what is going on in the world without hating the world and hating those who seem responsible for it, then you can find a creative way to live your life in a different manner and still put yourself to the task of awakening. You have to awaken, April. And what do I mean by that? You have to see what's happening. You have to see the bigger picture. You have to awaken to the idea that there is love, and that you are the state of love, that your body belongs to the world, but your beingness belongs to your soul. Your beingness belongs to the love, for the love of this life. And I mean the big L, not the little L, not the worldly life, the bigger life. You are not here to be happy. You are here to evolve. You are here to transcend. You are here for metamorphosis. You are here to change. And this will not include the happy ever after thing that most people are looking for. It may include something even greater. Who knows? It doesn't have to be ugly. Just because I'm not getting what I want doesn't mean that it can't be beautiful. It doesn't mean that I have done something wrong or something is wrong. You have to see things in the light of the way they are. And if you understand your life in that manner, if you understand that this whole experience of life with other human beings has now changed and has now come to something different, something other than what we expected. If we can be agile inside, and if we can be competent in that agility to change, to become something more and more and more, other than just merely thinking about getting what we want, what we want, what we want all the time, you will find a tremendous change. A tremendous change in you, not in the world. It is hard to accept what is seemingly unacceptable. I know that. I understand. But in my lifetime, April, I have found that if I accept the unacceptable, and if I can understand how it fits into the world itself, I can transcend it. I can understand it, and I can change me. I can't change the virus. I can't change government. I can't. And don't let anyone tell you you can. Your vote doesn't really matter, because you're going to be bringing in another person who is just as human as the rest. It's when you're sitting there and playing cards, that's what you're playing with, cards. And you might have a high hand, but you and think that you won, but you have to realize you're just sitting there playing cards. You're not really winning anything. It's temporary. Everything in this world is temporary. Impermanence, transitory. You have to understand that. And if you can get that, then you can start going for what is authentic. This time that we are in is a very exciting time, if you think about it, because we can transcend it. We can transcend our whole life, and we can change the way we live. And if you want to really, shall we say, transcend and realize that the happiness of the pedestrian mentality is over, and you want to do something authentic with your life, you will learn how to take care of your mind, you will learn how to take care of your body, and you will learn how to become compassionate and kind to those who are around you. And if you can do those simple things, you will start your evolution towards love. And that will mean a great deal to many people in this world. What can you do? You need to take care of you. Take care of your mind. Don't let it turn rotten on you by hating and resenting and wishing and wanting and hoping for something different that can't be. Don't talk to your thoughts. If you start talking to them, the emperor of all malice will enter in within you, and that ego that we all have, biblically it's called the devil, and it will persuade you to believe in certain things that just undermine your whole entire life. Don't talk to your thoughts. Start to see in third person. Start to practice being in third person, and release yourself from the obligation of thinking that you know anything. Then as you start to let go of all of this stuff, you will find within yourself insight and creativity that you may never have experienced before. And that is the value of this time. Those who are deeply strong enough to see the bigger picture and not allow themselves to get immersed in the emperor of all malice within and get discouraged and unhappy and angry, they will find a way. Not what you were hoping for, huh? Please forgive me. Namaste. Everybody just wants a quick, easy path, a no-brainer. Next one comes from Tracy. Tracy does not tell me where he or she lives. Will we have a new and better world after this is all over? I am looking forward to the elections, Tracy. Tracy, elections and people governing, how do you think we got here? Really, how do you think we got here? We got here via human beings. And human beings are flawed. All of us are flawed. I'm flawed. Everyone is. To sit there and think to yourself that this could get better through human intervention is absolutely absurd. It isn't going to happen. Will we have a new world? We already are in a new world, and it's changing every single moment of our life. So if you are looking for a new world, you're looking in the wrong place. There has to be a new you, a new me. We have to transcend. You can't continue on living as you do under the guise that the humanness of us and all of its insanity can change anything in this world or make anything different. Everything will have an upside in the human, and everything will have a downside in the human. You can't make a souffle without breaking a few eggs, and that's what's going to happen. You have to understand the human is very limited. And due to the limitations of the humanness that we all suffer from, we find ourselves in precarious positions. So it seems that the most intelligent thing to do is to transcend my humanness by allowing myself to step back and back and back into third person. And I know that sounds strange to you, but third person is the way, the truth, and the light. Believe me, it is. Once you start seeing things in third person, you will never see them the same again. You will not take it personally. I have learned that life is not personal. What is going on in this world is the matter of cause and effect. It's consequence. Things are happening in this world as they are happening as a matter of consequence. What are the causes of the consequence? My indifference, my greed, my selfishness. And it can all be brought down to one simple thing that most people can understand, and that is the pursuit of happiness. What we will do to pursue our happiness is over the top. And it is that is causing the greatest difficulties of my life. Now, if you can understand that, if you can just conceive of that, you can change the way you live your life. Again, meditation is a very big part of all of this. It is to see things not as I want to see them, through my genetics, my genealogy, my biases, my perceptions, which are based in bias, but to see things as they actually are. And once you do, you will know what to do before what you need to do has to happen to you. And once you get that, that's when it becomes very interesting. We get a lot of guff for bucking the system. But there's bucking the system in this world, and there is transcending it. And sometimes when you transcend, people will misunderstand you and think that you're being arrogant or you're bucking the system for the sake of your own arrogance. What do I mean by bucking the system? Not living in the perpetual belief that everything is what I think it is or what seems to be happening. Life is not a matter of appearance. If you want to know what's really going on, you have to get down deeper and deeper into the state of love. If you get into that, that's when things start to change in your perceptions. It is in those gaps, those pauses between one thought and another, between one assumptive idea and another, that you see the clarity of what really is happening, and you can actually do something meaningful with your life. You don't have to suffer. There you are. So making lemonade out of lemons, you know, that whole thing becomes very true. Instead of making this ugly, do everything you can, Tracy, to make love happen. Let love live you. That's the big one. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question, this is from Carol. She lives in LA and she often writes me back and forth. Are these the end days, Greg, that they speak of, Carol? I don't really. These are the end of the days of stupidity, because now we start to see that everything we do that is stupid has a way of coming back on us. So if you want to look at it from that way, yeah, are these the end days of my carelessness, my indifference, my basic Greg Penn stupidity? Yep, it is the end. And am I going to suffer the consequences of that? Well, could be. Unless I end my end days with consciousness, becoming aware. Becoming vibrantly aware of what is occurring and not engaging in those occurrences, not living in them and making them my life. Now, that would be something tremendous. And anyone can turn their life around literally just by putting love first, by wanting to be aware first, by letting love live us first. That is the ultimate direction of life. And if you can put love first and your quote-unquote happiness and revamping the idea that happiness has to do with something personal that you get, something that you believe you want, something that you think you deserve, whatever. If you can drop that for the sake of authentic joy, authentic creativity, authentic beauty, authentic kindness, if you can do that, which you can, then something different can happen to all of us. I think what we're seeing right now is the result of our gluttony, the result of our stupidity, the result of our anger, our hostility, the results of assuming that we knew when we never really knew. Something as simple as throwing away a water bottle and realizing that that's going to end up in the ocean, blah, 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 blah. The assumptions that we have come to, the assumptions that we believe in, those are the things that need to change. And as they start to change and we no longer assume, we are aware, we will see the bigger picture. We will no longer sit in our mediocrity, pretending and believing and thinking that what we think is true, that will be the meaningful. The meaningful that can come into our life and show us a new way. It is the end of our worldly ignorance. And if you are wise enough on the inside to understand what I just said, you will use your practice to awaken your inner being. And you will no longer make this a personal affair, this thing called your life. We are not here to be happy. We are here to awaken. I'm out of here. Thank you for your question, Carol. And please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And I hope that this Aspire broadcast helped you. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.